Good morning, Delaware Valley. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm Gary Zimak. I'm coming to you live from my house today, believe it or not, where I'm about to head to the airport to fly down to Birmingham, Alabama for the EWTN radio conference. You can't get away from me. No matter where I am, I'm going to be able to do this show. Hope you're doing well today. It's election day. The big day has arrived. Now, listen, remain calm. And in case you're getting a little nervous, so many people have been really stressed out about this whole election. I want you to relax. We're going to have Patty Armstrong on the show later on. Patty is a blogger and an author, and she's going to give us 14 Catholic survival tips for election season. I read this article briefly last week on the show, but I wanted to have Patty come on the program herself to give us some advice. We need to remember, and this is the most important message that any of us can remember, that God is in charge. He's still in charge, no matter what it feels like, no matter who wins. The Lord is still in charge. He's bigger than any problem we can face, and it's going to be okay. So I want you to relax. We're also going to play some good music for you. I'll have a Be Not Afraid Bible verse at 7:50. And then I'm going to talk about, I think this is interesting, many of us, myself included, are still reeling from the daylight savings time switch that we had over the weekend. I'm going to be sharing some fascinating facts about daylight saving time. So, got lots of good stuff in the program today. I'm going to read the gospel. We're going to let the Lord speak to us through sacred scripture. So that's an important thing for us to be able to do to start our day. But let's start the program as we do each day with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. We are now in our fifth week on Holy Spirit Radio, getting lots of good comments. Please continue to help us spread the word. We want to wake you up. We want to inspire you. We want to lift you up. Let's face it, there's enough negativity going on in the world. You don't need us to do that as well. We're going to give you the good news of Jesus Christ on this show. And we're going to remind you that he's in charge, he loves you, and that he wants to be a part of your life. But you've got to do something in order for that to happen. You've got to invite him in, and that's the key. So wherever you go today, remember the Lord's going with you. He's going with me to Birmingham. He'll be on the plane. I'll be praying for you. When I'm praying, I always pray my rosary while I'm sitting in the airport. I got a lot of time in the airport today, so I'm going to be praying my rosary. I will include you in my intentions. And also remember what I said on the show yesterday, and I really mean this. If I can pray for you specifically for any intention, shoot me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org, and I will I'll pray for you. If you have a question about the show, a comment, I'll read it. I'll get back to you. I do read and answer my emails, so please let me know, gary@holyspiritradio.org. Also, let your friends know about the show and let them know that you can follow us on the internet at spiritinthemorning.com. Okay, since I'm not in the studio, I'm a little nervous today. I know I'm the guy who always speaks about overcoming anxiety, but I'm a little nervous because I know Dave Parker, and he scares me sometimes. Mr. Parker,
yes,
you are not
Mr.
sitting
Zimak.
In my chair, are you?
No, I'm kind of standing in my usual place in front of
okay.
the console and the computer screen.
I just wanted to make sure you don't go wild while I'm not there. You know, I hope there are no extra donuts in the studio or anything.
Oh, man, do I have to cancel those plans I made?
Stop.
Oh, darn.
Hey, Dave, how are you, brother?
Good, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. It feels a little strange not being able to see you, but it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're coming to you, Delaware Valley and the region. And thanks be to God, Frank, our operations manager and his technical wizardry, I'll get that out, and knowledge. We're coming over some different new equipment. How about that, Gary?
That's right. And, you know, we're going to take it to the next level because Frank and I will be broadcasting from Birmingham at the EWTN radio conference. So we wanted to test this out. We're taking it to the next level. I think next we're headed overseas to do a pro. we're gonna do whatever we can.
I got the tickets already, buddy. All right.
All right, man. And by the way, I want to put the word out. We would like to do some remote broadcasts in the Delaware Valley. So if you're out there and you know of a diner or a restaurant, some establishment that's open in the morning and would have us, we would love to come and do our show live from your diner, from your restaurant, from your coffee shop. So shoot me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Maybe there's a favorite restaurant you go to, somebody in your church owns a restaurant, and they would like the Catholic morning team of the Delaware Valley to come in and do a show. Let me know. We're ready, Dave, especially if they got food, right?
Absolutely. We can do food and coffee very well.
That's right. That's right. So keep that in mind, gary@holyspiritradio.org. Now, let's do our gospel. Let's let the Lord speak to us. And I think this is one of the great blessings that we have as Christians, that we have sacred scripture, and we are able to hear the Lord speak to us through the gospel. So today's gospel from Daily Mass is from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he rather not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I'm finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" Now, this gospel, this is one of those painful gospels. I've always had a problem with this one. I know many people have a problem with this. They think Jesus is being mean. What in the world is he saying? I think one of the translations used to be useless servants, but that was massaged a little bit because that was really painful. So now we're unprofitable servants. What is the Lord getting at here? And I think the main message of this gospel, it's not as bad as it sounds, but it's an important one. Everything that comes to us in life from the Lord is a gift. Even the very act of waking up in the morning, today's election day, the ability to vote. You know, we live in this free country, the United States. We have the ability to vote. It's not a right. That's a gift. And that gift, you know, we think it comes from the state, but ultimately it comes from God. And that's what we need to understand. We woke up this morning. Everyone who woke up today and is listening to this program has been given a gift, the gift of a new day. So that's a gift. If you're able to breathe, that's a gift. If your heart is beating, it's a gift. If you have a home, it's a gift. If you have a future, it's a gift. Our faith is a gift. The Savior, Jesus Christ, he's a gift. The Eucharist is a gift, you know? And if you start thinking that way, and you don't start thinking in terms of, well, this is owed to me, then you're going to develop this attitude of gratitude, and you're going to be grateful for every little thing that you have. And as somebody who tends to complain, and that's my nature, I'm working on it, but I'm somebody who tends to complain about the weather, about when things don't go my way. I'll be heading down to the airport in a little while. I'm going to hit some traffic on I-95. I complain by nature. But if I realize that the very fact that I'm alive and that the Lord hasn't given up on me and that he's allowing me to share in his work, and that's the thing for all of us, he lets us share in his work. We're all called to evangelize, to help somebody to get to know Jesus today, even if it's by a kind deed or kind act. So that's a gift too. I don't know about you, but if I was God and I was trying to pick people, do my work for me, I wouldn't choose myself. I wouldn't choose the apostles. But see, the Lord acts differently. And he gives us that great gift of being able to work for him, to share his good news with those around us. So everything that we have been given in life is a gift. And now we're coming up in a few weeks, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving, which is a great time to call to mind all the gifts that God has given us and to thank him. I think so many times we forget to say thank you to the Lord. Really, that's what this gospel is getting at. No, we're not owed anything. Everything we get in life is a gift from the Lord. So say thank you. Be that one leper. You know the story about Jesus and the 10 lepers? He healed 10 of them. Only one came back to say thanks. be that one leper. And again, I'll be honest with you, this doesn't come naturally to me because I tend to take things for granted. And I'm trying to get better at it. And what I found is the more you meditate on verses like this, and don't let that word meditate scare you. All it means is thinking about, letting it flow through your mind. The more you think about verses like this and gospel passages such as we're reading today, and the message that everything given to us is a gift, the more grateful you become. It just happens to flow naturally. And I think that's what we all need to work on more. No matter how, no matter where you are, no matter how much you appreciate what you got, what you have in life, you can always get a little bit better. So today, how about this? Try to be grateful for something. And I'll give you a little bit more of a challenge. How about being grateful for the crosses in your life? That is really tough. But if you keep in mind the fact that God loves you, He loves you unconditionally. So whatever He allows to happen in your life somehow could benefit you. And that's a given. You might not feel it at the time, but it's a given. If you keep that in mind, then it's possible to say, well, Lord, thank you for this cross. Thank you for letting me be able to offer it up and unite with you in your work. Thank you for maybe letting it teach me something. You don't really fully have to understand why you got the cross, but if you realize that God loves you and you appreciate it, then you're going to be more grateful for everything. So try to be thankful for some things in your life today, maybe some things that you ordinarily wouldn't be thankful for. All right, sound good? A little bit of a challenging gospel, but remember, this personal relationship with Jesus means that sometimes He's going to challenge us. We don't want to create our own version of Jesus, and that unfortunately happens too much. We get this version of Jesus who doesn't challenge us, who approves anything we do, whether it's right or wrong. That's not what we want. We want the real Jesus. And the real Jesus is simply telling us today, hey, guys, be grateful for everything that I've given you, and I've given you everything. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Today's weather forecast looks pretty good, a little chilly out there now from the National Weather Service at the Philadelphia International Airport, where I'll be in just about an hour and a half. It's currently 40 degrees today. It's going to be sunny with a high near 68. I like that. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 49. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly after 7 a.m., cloudy with a high near 58. So that sounds pretty good. Sunny, we're looking at a high near 56. Veterans Day, Friday, sunny with a high near 60. So this is looking to be a good week, a good weather week. I hope you're enjoying the weather. I hope you're enjoying the program. I hope you're helping us to spread the good news by letting your friends know about this show, Spirit in the Morning. Why don't you tell one person today that we're here at Spirit in the Morning, and maybe point them to spiritinthemorning.com. Say, listen, you're tired of being frustrated with all that's going on around you in the world. How about getting uplifted by turning into these guys, Dave Parker, Gary Zimak? They're a lot of fun. They play music. They talk about the gospel. They don't preach. And I think that's really important because a lot of people are afraid of the preachy type shows. We don't do that. We try to be uplifting. We talk about Jesus, and we try to remind you that He's always with you no matter what you do. Coming up later on in the program, we'll have Patty Armstrong, who will give us, and I think, boy, you talk about a timely topic. She's going to give us 14 Catholic survival tips for surviving the election season. You know what? Even though you think it's over, after today, it's really not over because we still have to deal with whoever gets elected. So somebody's not going to be happy. We need these survival tips. Patty will be here at 7:35 today. At 7:50. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. So try to relax, try to remain calm, grab a cup of coffee. Right now, the time, 7:14. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We'll be back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 8th. Today we celebrate Blessed John Duns Scotus. Born into a wealthy Scottish farming family in 1266, John entered the Franciscans at 15 and was ordained at 25. He immersed himself in studies at Oxford and Paris. Known for his brilliance and his humility, a rare and noteworthy combination, he distinguished himself at every turn. Duns Scotus became one of the most influential Franciscans and one of the greatest English-speaking philosophers and theologians of his age. An independent thinker, he appreciated the richness of traditions beyond the Franciscans. When the King of France tried to persuade John to side with him in a dispute with the Pope, Duns Scotus refused and was given 3 days to leave the country. After a brief stay in England, John returned to the University of Paris, where he taught and earned a doctorate degree. His explanation of the concept of Mary's Immaculate Conception, considered controversial at that time, was so convincing that the university adopted it as its official position. Assigned to the Franciscan school in Cologne, John died there in 1308 at age 43. He was beatified in 1993. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
All of who you are reaches the darkest parts, lifting the weight and erasing the scars that had a hold on me. Here I am bearing all, tearing down every wall, so amazed by your grace and the way you're still holding me. Whoa,
there is
My God, that was Jeremy Camp here on Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. I'm doing the show live from my house today, getting ready to head down to the airport to visit EWTN and participate in the annual EWTN radio conference. Frank Eliason and I are headed down there. We're going to be broadcasting live from EWTN, so we're going to see how that works out. Great to have you with us on the program. You know, that's a great reminder. That song reminds us that no matter what goes on, God is still God, right? Election, problems in your life, sickness, relationship problems, job troubles, whatever. He's still the Lord. He's in charge. He lets certain things happen. I know it's tricky, but if you hang with it and you really believe that he is God, he's in charge, you're going to feel a lot more peaceful. It's 7:21 right now on Spirit in the Morning. We'll talk a little bit about daylight savings time. You know, Dave and I were talking about this in the studio yesterday, about that it can be a little challenging getting used to daylight savings time. Well, I found an interesting article on the internet, 10 fascinating facts about daylight saving time. Mr. Parker, you mind if I lay some of these facts on you?
Oh, absolutely not. Go for it.
All right.
I'm waiting.
Believe it or not, Benjamin Franklin was half joking when he suggested it. I don't know if you realize this, Dave, but the initial idea for daylight savings time came from Ben Franklin. Now, it was a satirical essay that he was writing, and in one of the passages in this essay, he pitched the idea as a money saver, though at the time people would have been considering candle wax rather than electricity, right?
Absolutely.
But he suggested taxing shutters, opening candles, banning non-emergency coach travel after dark, and firing cannons at sunrise to rouse late sleepers. What do you think about that, Mr. Parker?
I think that's pretty awesome. Didn't you hear your cannon in your neighborhood today?
I did not. I just heard my alarm clock.
Oh, okay.
It was not quite a cannon. Now, Dave, check this fact out. Official credit for the idea of daylight savings time goes to a bug collector.
Really?
Yes. One day,
while he was working at a post office,
this entomologist who was a bug collector, who did most of his bug hunting at night, he became frustrated by how early the sun was setting during the summer months. So he reasoned, this was his reasoning, that moving the clocks forward would allow more daylight for bug collecting. And when the idea, I mean, this is amazing,
fascinating
article. We do have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When the idea was proposed to a scientific society in New Zealand in 1895, it was panned for being pointless and overly complicated. But just two decades later, daylight saving time would begin to spread across the developed world. Now, Dave, I'm not going to do all these 10 facts, but I want to hit you with another one.
Well, Gary, can I ask you
daylight savings time may actually be an energy waster.
Oh, that's interesting.
Even though it gained popularity during the energy crisis, it may be an energy waster. And here's the reason. One study in 2008 conducted in Indiana found that the statewide implementation of daylight savings time boosted overall energy consumption by 1%. So we might not be saving any energy through daylight savings time.
Well, Gear, I think Indiana...
Another thing...
Indiana does
Mr.
not...
Mr. Parker, you may be interested in this one.
Okay, go for it.
It's actually a health hazard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Numerous studies show that the extra... Maybe I shouldn't be going into this one. We're supposed to be an uplifting show, right?
Mm-hmm. But we're realistic.
Numerous
as
studies
well.
Show that the extra hour of sleep we lose by springing ahead can affect us in dangerous ways. Okay, we'll leave it there. Now, it is not observed nationwide. I knew that, but there are some places that do not observe daylight savings time. And here, Dave, I want to make sure I talk about this one because we were discussing this. It starts at 2 a.m. for a reason. Do you know what that reason is?
No, it's not coming to me, Gary. Why don't you share that with the listeners?
Okay. Right. It doesn't begin at the stroke of midnight like you might expect it to, right? That's what I would think. It would start at midnight. But the time change is delayed until most people, hopefully, aren't awake to notice it. By waiting until 2 in the morning to give or take an hour, the idea is that most workers with early shifts will still be in bed and most bars and restaurants will already be closed. That's the official reason.
Yeah. Oh, I knew the bars and restaurants had something to do with it. in there.
Yeah, well, see, I think we're not only inspirational on this program, we're educational.
Educational. Well, Gary, one thing I think Indiana does, right. Indiana does not go by it. I think they remain.
Really?
I think it's one of the states. And as you said, not all the states follow follow it. So.
That's right. All right, final fact about this, and this one is so bizarre that I don't know where this one comes from. The candy industry lobbied for an extension. All right, now let me explain this because this makes no sense. Until recently, losing an hour of daylight in the fall presented a problem for the candy industry. And here's the reason. It's because daylight saving time traditionally ended on the last Sunday in October, a.k.a. before Halloween night. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is incredible. Intense lobbying to push back the date went on for decades. I just can't believe this is true. According to one report, candy lobbyists. Now, Dave, did you even know that there were such a thing as candy lobbyists?
Actually, I did. Yeah. There's a lobby for everything, Gare, in D.C.
Wow.
Yes,
I did not know there were candy lobbyists, but listen to what they did. They went so far as to place tiny candy pumpkins on the seats of everyone in the Senate in 1986. A law extending daylight savings time into November finally went into effect in 2007.
Wow.
So there you go. Some fascinating facts about daylight savings time. And we're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I'll tell you what, you find some amazingly interesting stories on the internet, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, Gear, I have quick. You mean, I thought it would have been the entomologist, you know, but they're such a quiet lot, you know, and they're usually out looking for bugs. So, but it turned out to be the candy lobbyists, not the bug lobbyists, that drove that, huh?
That's right. That's right. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Linked at spiritinthemorning.com. By the way, right now your time is 7:27. After we come back from the break, we're going to have Patty Armstrong on with who is going to share with us 14 Catholic survival tips for the election season. So if you're feeling a little stressed out today, Patty's going to reassure us that it's going to be okay. I think this is such a good article. And as I mentioned at the start of the program, I talked about this last week, but I just touched on some of these things. I thought let's get Patty on the show today to reassure us that everything will be okay no matter what happens. Now, that doesn't mean you don't get out and vote. You do go out and vote. You vote as a Catholic, right? We take our identity, our Catholic identity, into the voting booth with us. But after we've prayed, after we've fasted, after we've voted, that's when we turn it over to the Lord and say, all right, Lord, it's yours. Now, if God allows things to happen that we're not pleased with, he's God. He's got this. So Patty's going to reassure us that everything is going to be okay. Coming up at 7:50 is also your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. This is one you've probably heard before, but I think you want to hear it again, especially on this day when you might be feeling a little stressed out. So why don't you breathe, relax, and we're going to be back with 14 Catholic survival tips for the election. I'm Gary Zimak. Stay tuned.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. America is about to elect its 45th president today. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump plan to cast their votes later this morning. Clinton will head to a polling place near her home in Chappaqua, New York, while Donald Trump will vote in Manhattan. At a final rally last night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Trump told the crowd, quote, "If we don't win, this will be the single greatest waste of time, energy, and money in my life," end quote. Clinton was joined by Lady Gaga in a midnight appearance in Raleigh, North Carolina, after an earlier concert stop in Philadelphia that was headlined by Bruce Springsteen and Jon Bon Jovi. Also attending were Bill and Chelsea Clinton, as well as President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. Iraqi investigators are looking into a mass grave that was discovered by troops advancing further into Islamic State-held territory near the city of Mosul. Associated Press footage from the site shows bones and decomposed bodies among scraps of clothing dug out of the ground by a bulldozer after Iraqi troops noticed the strong smell while advancing yesterday into the town of Hammam al-Alil. The first investigators inside the town say the mass grave likely holds about 100 bodies. And Pope Francis has tapped one of his new cardinals, Joseph Tobin of Indianapolis, to replace the retiring Archbishop of Newark, New Jersey. The Vatican yesterday announced Tobin would replace Archbishop John Myers, who reached the retirement age of 75 back in July. Tobin is one of three Americans whom the Holy Father will formally elevate to cardinal on November 19th. This is the first time an American cardinal has been moved to a different diocese. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Pathos blogger Rabbi Ben Greenberg doesn't think our modern reliance on GPS technology is always a good thing. He recalled a drive from Chicago to Pennsylvania years ago. When he got lost on local roads, he asked strangers for guidance, savored the smell of the farmland around him, and even paid a visit to the local homemade ice cream shop. In other words, he connected with new people and a new environment. Rabbi Greenberg related this to the 40-year journey of the Jewish people after escaping from Egypt. The lesson, he said, is that God purposefully took us the long way so we would learn to pay attention, to see the details, to not lose sight of the world around us and the bigger picture. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this
Blessings by Laura Story. One of the reasons I like that song is because it reminds us that some of the difficulties, the problems, the circumstances in our life, which might seem unpleasant, if we look at them in the right way, they're actually blessings. And that's, I'll tell you what, that's one of the greatest ways to find peace in your life, to look at everything as a blessing and to seek God wherever He is. Okay, today is election day. A lot of stress going on in the world. I'm looking on Facebook, on Twitter. People are completely freaking out on both sides, no matter who they support. They're panicking, they're angry, they're upset. And today, we're going to have the results of our presidential election. And I think that stress can escalate. But our next guest is going to help us remember that it's going to be okay. God is still in charge. Patty Armstrong recently wrote an article for the National Catholic Register, 14 Catholic Survival Tips for Election Season. And she's here to help us to remain calm. Patty, are you there?
I'm here, Gary, as calm as can be.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Patty. We need help.
Hey, guess what I'm doing today? I'm actually
what are you doing
the polls. They gave me 10 minutes off to do this interview. I'm going to be at the polls all day working.
Good for you. Good. And, you know, that's one of the things that we try to encourage people on the show, and that's what I try to always make clear. God wants us to trust Him. He's in charge, but He wants us to do what we can. So it is our duty to get out and vote and to do what we can to be a good citizen, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So and
then
that's
not
what,
to stress about it. Then not to stress because while being a good citizen in politics, that's never going to be where we're ultimately going to find our answer.
Exactly.
We just have to bring our faith to the table and do what we can. Because
that's
I love
right.
your message, Gary. It's all a blessing. Even the stress is a blessing if you look at it that way.
You know, it can be. It can be. And that's what we try to do. God calls us in many different ways. So, Patty, let's go through this list if we can, because
okay.
I think this article, I told you this in the email when I sent the email to you asking you to be on the show. This is, you just hit the nail on the head with this. So let's go through some of these 14 steps. And we have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com to help us to deal with the fallout. Whatever happens today,
right.
these will help us. Number one step, go to adoration.
Right, because you know, I'm like everybody else. It's like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen to our country? And then I realized, wait,
right.
I'm not supposed to feel that way. So I say mm-hmm. go to adoration, and I know you and I have that experience where you just can vent, you can empty yourself, and then you fill
yep.
yourself up with the graces, everything that God has to give you.
That's right. That's
right.
What a great blessing
he
is. Yeah, it's a great blessing to visit the Lord in adoration. Your second step, this is something my family and I do every night, and especially leading up to the election. We've been praying the rosary each night for the country. And you make the point in this article that the Blessed Mother watched her son Jesus put to death by a government official. She understands the anguish of politics.
Right. I mean, we're just not appealing to her. She understands any kind of anguish we have because she's gone there before us in a much bigger way.
Right, right. And she can help us. She gets it. The third step, read scripture. You know, Patty, this is one of the most powerful steps in this list because I've always struggled with anxiety. And praise God, the Lord has really helped me, and I've gotten to share this message with a lot of people. One of the most comforting things that I have ever done, or that I continue to do, is to read scripture, because the divine truth does not change. And as you make the point in the article, the politics of the time of Jesus was not great either. So there's a precedent for what we're seeing, isn't there?
Right, and you know, it makes us realize, even though that what was happening was 2,000 years ago, the human emotions, the instructions from God, it's all the same. So it's as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago. There's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. That's right. And that makes me feel good because the world's still existing, right? Even we've had bad leaders before. This is nothing new.
I know, because my tendency is to just want to freak out, like, what is happening to our country? And then you look throughout history. You look throughout history, and it's like, wait a minute. You just look during the time of Jesus. The politics then weren't that great either. So, okay, calm down. You know, this has happened before.
Yeah.
And move on.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You mentioned also go to Mass. What a great thing to do today. Go to Mass today, every day, really. But today, for Election Day, start your day off with going to Mass. And, you know, really, daily Mass, if it's possible for you to do, is an incredibly powerful weapon in our arsenal against anxiety. And that's one thing that I found. If I go to Mass, the peace of the Lord really floods my soul. And it's an amazing way to start your day.
Right. You don't get lost in your own thoughts.
Correct.
You move along with the Mass. You're at the foot of the cross. You're receiving Jesus with what matters most, and you're with other Catholics too. So there's a lot of comfort to be had by going to Mass.
Right, right. You also mentioned rely on Catholic news sources, which is very important. EWTN does a great job, the National Catholic Register. We get the news with the Catholic's perspective. We get the truth, though, and I think that's really important. It's not biased. It's really the truth. You mentioned see the world through a Catholic lens, where God is never absent. Why? Because he never really is absent, right?
Right. Right. And because it's a Catholic lens, they're seeing things, they're caring about the same things that we do, and so we don't feel so alone. It's not just us. There's a lot of us all connected together. And that's, I mean, even if you read the secular news, you should have some good Catholic news sources too.
Right, right. Now, this step number six, it's a tough one, but I don't want to skip over it. Prepare for martyrdom. Now, I don't want anybody to freak out about this because we hear martyrdom. This is horrible. We're going to die. They're going to kill us. But in a sense, Patty, aren't we all called to give up our life, if not in a physical sense, maybe not in a bloody sense, but we're called to give up our life for the Lord.
We are.
And if we're out there evangelizing, right, we're going to get persecuted somehow.
We are.
Talk
about
that.
When I wrote that down, I thought, I don't want people to think, oh, wow, what an extremist. What are they going to do, round us
right,
all up?
Right, right.
You know, that's not what I'm saying, but it's already happening. This kind of thing is already happening in a lot of different ways, and I recommended a book that I love, Faith Under Fire, Dramatic Stories of Christian Courage by Matthew Archbold, who also writes for the National Catholic Register, and he has a collection of stories, a lot of different situations where people have lived through and they've had to show courage in big ways today, here and now. So a lot of this stuff we know it's already happening. You know, it's not easy to go out into the world with our faith anymore. And so these are examples for both inspiration and it's engaging stories. So I say prepare on whatever level, whether it's just losing your job, speaking out at the Thanksgiving Day dinner. Everyone thinks you're extremist, even though you're like, you got the same teachings you always followed, you know, 2,000 years. So I do say prepare for martyrdom, whatever. Obviously, in other countries, there's outright martyrdom. And there are some stories of martyrdom and faith under fire, though, where it is happening in different ways, you know, like with shootings and stuff like that.
Right. And it's as long as we stay close to the Lord, everything will be fine. Now, we just have a couple of minutes left, but I want to touch on some of the other important points that you make, because, and I encourage everyone to read this, spiritinthemorning.com. We have this link. Patty, you make the point, and my daughter Elizabeth, who, by the way, is a big fan of your work, she has some of your books. She thinks you do it. She's,
oh, well, I'm
a fantastic
big fan
author.
Of Elizabeth.
Oh, you're so sweet. I was telling her last night, sometimes we're tempted to get nostalgic for simpler times, and we wish that we lived back in the times when life was simpler. But you make the point, and I was telling this to Elizabeth last night, God created each of us to live at this particular point in time. There's no accident that we live when we do, right?
Right, and it helps us not to stress out like, oh, I wish it's the way it used to be. We have to stop and go, wait a minute. God made me to live during these times, and so we shouldn't even question us. He has a purpose for us right now.
That's right. That's right. Patty, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry, I'm up against a break right now. We really appreciate it. SpiritInTheMorning.com. We have your article linked.
More enjoyable than Scrabble.
Again sometime.
All right,
Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Welcome back, everybody in Delaware Valley on this election day. Gary, are you there?
Hey. I'm there, Dave. We're having some technical issues. I apologize. We had to get Patty off so quick. We tried to extend the segment, but that didn't work out as well as we hoped. But we thank you for sticking with us. It's the first time we tried this remote broadcast. We're going to get better at it, so stick with us. I'm Gary Simak, doing the show remotely from home. I'm getting ready to head to the airport soon to fly down to Birmingham, Alabama for the EWTN radio conference. Dave Parker's in the studio with joining me as well. We're getting ready in a couple of minutes to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, but I want to apologize for that brief, for the fact that we had to get Patty off so quick. Check her article out at spiritinthemorning.com, and also visit her blog if you want to read more of her work, PattyMaguireArmstrong.com, and you can follow her on Twitter as well at Patty Armstrong. Right now, your time is 7:59, currently 40 degrees in the Delaware Valley. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 68 tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 49. Wednesday showers likely mainly after 7 a.m., cloudy with a high near 58. So, Dave, how are you feeling now that it's election day? Feeling a little stressed out, or are you resigned to accepting things the way they're happening? Are you good?
Say again.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hello, Gary.
All right, so now we lost Dave. So I guess you just got Gary on the air. boy, you never know. Never know what's going to happen here on Spirit in the Morning. We're inspirational, we're uplifting, and we're slightly out of control. We are certainly walking the high wire without a net, but that's okay. We'll get through it. Anyway, let's do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse while I have the time. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes from Hebrews 13:8, and I think this is a good reminder for those of us who are stressing out about what's going on in the election season. We're worried about what might happen to the country. We're worried about what might be going to take place depending on who gets elected. I picked this verse out. You've probably heard this one before, but I thought that it would be important to do it again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We look at our world, we look at what happens in the world, we become frustrated, we become stressed out. We sometimes forget that the Lord is still in charge and that nothing has changed. The same Jesus who performed miracles in the past, he can still perform miracles today. And he does perform miracles today. And what we need to do as Catholics is to turn to him And no matter what's going on in our life, to ask Him for help. To ask Him for help, to ask Him for the strength that we need to get through the day, to survive, to get through whatever we're being faced with. Do you do that? Do you talk to Jesus? Do you talk to Him? Do you ask do you ask for the help that you need? Do you ask for the guidance to make the right decisions? Do you ask for Him to send His Holy Spirit to help you, to lift you up, to get you through the day, to know the right thing to say, to know when to say something, to know when not to say something? One of the problems Patty discussed is this idea of when politics or sometimes moral issues come up at the dinner table, you're going to maybe be faced with this at Thanksgiving, people shut down. You're afraid to say anything. Well, guess what? There's a time when you shouldn't say something. This is really where prudence comes in, the virtue of prudence. Should I say something? Is it the right time? Am I saying what I should say? I mean, should I stand out? Should I not say anything? Should I hold back? Should I move forward? What should I do? The Holy Spirit can help you know what to do. The Holy Spirit can help you to know what to do and to be able to say the right thing at the right time and to know what to say. Sometimes you have to say something. Sometimes you have to take that stand. Sometimes you have to hold back. It really is a difficult process. But remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know what? While we have, and by the way, we have that link to spiritinthemorning.com. One of the problems I'm facing right now on the air is I can't hear anything that's going on in the studio, but I'm told that I'm still on the air, so I'm going to keep talking until the end of the show. But, you know, this is the first time we tried this, so I expected some difficulties, and sure enough, they are here. But you're not going to get rid of me that easy. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. It's 7:53 at the moment. I'm getting set to fly down to Birmingham, Alabama, where Frank Eliason and myself will be broadcasting live from the EWTN radio conference. I hope you tune in. That should be interesting. We'll have all kinds of great guests, special features, and surprises, some of which are going to surprise us, too. So we're riding that wave of the Holy Spirit, as Bear Wozniak has been known to say. Sometimes it feels like I don't even have a surfboard, if you know what I mean. SpiritInTheMorning.com is the place where you can go and get all of these links, all these great articles that we discussed, links to what we talk about, the gospel reading, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, Patty McGuire Armstrong's article, and so many more things. SpiritInTheMorning.com. And also, let me know what I can do for you. If I can maybe come out to your parish to speak, if you have a comment about the show, if you have ideas for the show, if you just need prayers, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is the place to go. Now, while I have a couple of minutes before I do the closing prayer, I want to just touch on a couple more of these items in Patty Armstrong's article, How to Survive the Election Season, because there were a couple of things we didn't get to that I really wanted to talk about. The main one, and she talks about appreciating the blessings, and this is something that we played that song by Laura Story, Blessings. Some of the supposed bad things that are happening in our lives, they're actually blessings in disguise. Patty states this: these immoral times have cleared our vision. Otherwise, we might be tempted to get too attached to the world. Let's face it, it's a very real temptation. We're human. We have this fallen human nature. We like comfort. We're surrounded by the things of the world. And I'm not saying that the things of the world are necessarily bad, but if we place too much emphasis on them, if we place too much emphasis on things, on recognition, on people liking us all the time, you know, then we're going to get so stressed out, we'll never be able to really find peace in our life, and we'll also never be able to get as close to the Lord as we should. So we've got to keep one eye on the world, one eye on heaven, and keep going forward. Don't get stressed out when things seem to be falling apart around you. Because what I'm seeing, and I'm especially seeing it during this election season, is many people are talking more about the Lord and saying, I'm seeing this message, God is in charge. I've never heard this message so many times during previous elections. We're realizing that. That's a good thing to realize. But as Patty said, we do what we're supposed to do. We go out there, we vote, We are responsible citizens. We speak out when we're supposed to, but we remember that no matter who gets elected, even if we love the person, right, God is still in charge. And not this Sunday, but next Sunday, we end the church year with the solemnity of Christ the King. That solemnity is a reminder, right, that Christ is our ultimate King. So the point is, relax, everything's okay. We're here to keep you focused on the Lord and get your day started off in the way it should be started. All right, so be calm. We got you covered. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of here. Say a prayer for me as I travel down to Birmingham. Rest assured, I'm going to be praying for you. Mr. Parker, are you still in the studio?
We're still here. And
all
I think we're back
on. I lost
on.
Contact with you for a while, brother. I was a little nervous.
Yes, Doylestown to Jersey.
By the way, how are the donuts and the coffee? Did you run out to get some a little snack for yourself?
No time with this new technology. But maybe afterwards, when we're relaxing here.
All right. Listen, brother, you hold down the fort while Frank and I are away. We'll be talking to you from Birmingham, God willing.
Mm-hmm. You have safe travels.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. It was a pleasure joining you through the miracle of technology. And right now, I'm going to close out with my closing prayer. And I ask you to please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Increase in us, Lord, the faith you have given us, and bring to a harvest worthy of heaven the praise we offer you at the beginning of this new day. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, Mr. Parker, great job.
You too, Gary.
Hey, thank you, sir. You hold down the fort for me. Keep my chair warm.
Absolutely.
I'll be back in the studio on Monday. But in the meantime, we're going to be broadcasting live from Birmingham, and we're going to have lots of great guests, surprises, features. And Dave, you'll be the first to know what we're doing. You might even know before we know. How's that?
That sounds good. The miracle of technology, you know, and text messaging and all the other technology we're blessed to have here at Holy Spirit Radio.
That's right. So, Dave, thanks for everything. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Remember, spiritinthemorning.com. You can find links to everything we discussed. And let me know, is there anything you want to let me know about the show? Gary@holyspiritradio.org. Is there something you like? Is there something you don't like? You can have me come out to your parish to speak. We're up for it. And remember, we're looking for a place to do a live broadcast, a restaurant, a diner, a coffee shop. Just let us know. Gary@holyspiritradio.org. Remember to vote today. Be blessed. And remember, God is in charge. God bless.